More and more women are being elected into leadership positions all around the country, including women like Elizabeth Warren, Nancy Pelosi, and former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton.
It truly is up to us.
We will not allow you to turn back the clock on women's health and women's rights.
But what about the local hemisphere of politics? Mothers and community women who are passionate about standing up to make their own voices heard.
My mother took us to peace rallies when I was a kid down in Detroit, and we've marched and been to political rallies. So my mother is president of the League of Women Voters of her city. My grandmother was president of the League of Women Voters of Michigan. So I've had politically active women all the way up my my family tree.
Kathy Fuentes-Rohrer has just won a spot on the Monroe County Community Schools Corporation School Board. Kathy has never run for a political office, but spent a lot of time advocating for public education while her children were growing up. When she joined the Indiana Coalition for Public Education 6 years ago, she was thrust into her first leadership role.
I said I'd help with the message, and when I read the minutes back then, when I got home, the man who was wonderful has now passed away, but that was being our secretary and writing up the minutes, said Kathy Fuentes-Rohrer was asked and agreed to be the chairperson of this organization. I started screaming in my house like a madwoman, like, no, freaking out. So I sent an email to everybody on that list that said, oh, you're wonderful people, and I'm so grateful to you, but I did not agree to be a leader. I'll totally help you, but I am not leadership, ready. I can't, I don't want to be that.
One group that promotes women engagement in political and community leadership is the Democratic Women's Caucus in Monroe County. Sue Wanzer, a current school board member, helped form the caucus to what it is today.
The Democratic Women's Caucus was first formed when Regina Moore at that time looked around at the city council and said, we have 9 members of the city council and they're all white men.
So Regina Moore, former city clerk in Monroe County, along with Wanzer, began a process of recruiting women on various boards and commissions all around the community. They helped these women gain the means and support to run for local political offices, like city council and county council, even supporting candidates like Shelley Yoder. School board members are nonpartisan, so while Kathy and Sue are not financially supported or endorsed by the caucus, they're friends to the caucus and its mission as a whole. Before her win, Kathy ran with the belief of having someone on the school board who understood parents' concerns.
We'll see. The school board thing is an uncomfortable idea also.
How so?
Oh, just even just the being up on that platform that they all sit on, and they all have their little little microphones, and people give presentations, and it's just a different uncomfortable role for me. I'm not a super formal person.
Kathy's never been very worried about her role as a wife or a mother conflicting with the things she believes in. But she did think carefully about running. She said she thought about it 4 years ago, but decided she didn't want to miss out on her children's lives at the time. But on November 8th, Kathy watched with her family as she won the District 2 seat from the Monroe County Community Schools Corporation Board.
So I think the higher you get up in a more powerful position, the more people might want to backlash on you. But, always in society, like, we're all part of our own socialization. There is the mama guilt. What if I can't get home in time for things, or worrying that I'm so distracted because I'm such a zealot that I get so focused and fixated. So it's been a challenge to try to carve time. That was part of why I was approached to ask to run 4 years ago for school board. And I was worried about not wanting to miss out on some of the things that are going on in my kids' life. So that's a dilemma of being, of all my friends who are working mothers and anything that takes you away from family time, wanting to be cloned so that you can be present and do what you're feeling compelled to do out in the public sphere as well. More criticized, probably. I'm probably more criticized, and I don't hear it directly, I hear it indirectly, for being too political. But it's the feminist saying of the personal is political, right? And politics does not have to be partisan. I mean, it's about your relationship to power. And so if you refuse to get involved in politics, you're allowing somebody else to have power and control over the decisions that go on to affecting your life. I think we all need to be political because the world is political. Who is it? Well, you always grow when you go into an uncomfortable space. If you take on something that's a new challenge, I think it was Eleanor Roosevelt said, you must do the thing you think you cannot do. I certainly did learn so much from the people around me and from doing all this advocacy. I've met so many amazing people around the state. And so a lot of it has been this sort of natural evolving nature of it would be good to have a voice at that table.